When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And I'm delighted to have our next guest. It's an Irish Catholic missionary priest and the founder of Preda Foundation. He's been working in the Philippines protecting vulnerable people from sex slavery and has promoted human rights, peace and non-violence in the Philippines since 1969 and been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize four times. So on the line as part of our Prayer Coach series today, we have Father Shay Cullen. Good morning, Father Shay. How are you today?
Good morning. Good to hear you.
It is brilliant to have you on the line. Absolute privilege to have you on the show today. And maybe first of all, Father Shay, you could share with us some of the work that the Preda Foundation does in rescuing and protecting women and children.
Yes, well, we're very busy in the Philippines because it's, the human trafficking of children is now a huge billion-dollar industry worldwide, and many of the children are being trafficked from the Philippines. We also at Preda, we rescue these children from human traffickers, and we also have many children, as 68 children presently, who are victims of domestic sexual abuse by parents and relatives and neighborhood pedophiles. So they're in the process of healing. We do work, we have therapeutic centers. We have three centers, and the children are, especially the girls' home, they recover, they get empowered, they find a spiritual dignity, their human rights. They become quite outspoken, and they are able to file their court cases against their abusers, and they testify in court, and they find victory and get convictions. No, so every year we have about 18 to 20 convictions of abusers as part of our work. So that is the therapeutic work, besides advocacy and education, which we also do.
Okay, and it's very, very important work. It must be very satisfying work, but it must be very difficult as well to be dealing with these kind of situations day in, day out for so long.
Well, we have a very good team. Of course, I'm sort of, you might say, semi-retired. I'm stepping back. I have been stepped for the last 2 years, and I have a team in place, a highly trained professional team doing all of this work, and we have nearly 45 professional staff taking care of all these children. There's about 120 children in all at the three centers, but 65 are girls. So I don't do it all, but it is very stressful in the way because, you know, every week there's new cases coming in and you hear more of these terrible crimes against children. And now we also have the online sexual abuse to deal with, which this is terrible, started up during the lockdown, where the demand, you see, this is driven, this human trafficking of children is demand-driven. It's these people around the world, all over developing countries, and sad to say, Europe and even Ireland, USA, and they're online. So online sexual abuse is a terrible problem, and the Philippines is the sort of center of this because the people speak English very well.
Okay.
So we're combating that, and there's pedophile rings targeting the children online and demanding sexual shows on video.
Very, very, very tough stuff and very difficult stuff. And it's terrible that it's growing as well. Now, this is our prayer coach slot. So I wonder, could you put some context on your work and, you know, how the Bible and the gospel message provides maybe a foundation for you or a bedrock for what you do?
I'm always on our Prada website, Prada.org, and Prada Facebook. We post our prayers and we also have Jesus Tells His Story is posted there, and the my weekly column, which always refers to the spiritual dimension of our work and life, and challenging people to think about the purpose of living and their faith, and you know, trying to help people to know that the basis of faith is really believing in your heart and mind that goodness and truth and justice and love of neighbor will overcome evil. If we don't believe that, I say there's not much hope for the world. We really have to have faith that we will conquer evil. So when we get our spiritual inspiration also from Matthew 18, I think people should read that chapter 18, 1 to 7, where this Jesus is telling people that his apostles and disciples, they're asking which among them are the most important, and he put a child in front of them, and he said, this child is the most important in the kingdom, and whoever accepts the child accepts me. And whoever, of course, you know, abuses a child, that person should have a millstone tied around their neck, and they'd be thrown into deep sea. So it's not interpretation of the death penalty, no, it's a call for accountability and justice for the victims, of course, and to save other children. So we are very active in following that gospel message of bringing justice for the children, and also trying to maybe give a chance to these abusers to reflect and repent, and not to abuse other children, and to accept their penance, usually in prison is the best place for that, and get forgiveness finally. So that's our spiritual reflection on all of this human trafficking and abuse of children, and trying to find peace and justice for the victims.
Wonderful. It's wonderful work, and God bless that work. Really, really delighted to have you on the show today and talking on our prayer coach slot. I'm sure it's meant a lot to some people. And I, as you said, prada.org is where that you'll find more information, your various different information that you put out about the work that you do. And you're on social media as well. Thanks again for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me. All the best.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.